what they're most afraid of. All of us, globally, thinking with each other, together. Sisters and brothers, let's review what Nicola left us with from last week's show. He directs our eyes to his focus on EMF and the malfeasance of the power guys who used his work to create a space battleship in utter secrecy. And we learned that from, I should have mentioned, Margaret Cheney, the biographer of Nikola Tesla, who wrote the book Man Out of Time, published in 1981. And subsequently, very little heard of, as with Nikola himself. I mean, truly, it was not until I went into the trades, and as part of the education process, the electrical theory and such, we had to learn. They showed us these videos, and they had these two guys, I think they were brothers. They were sort of like click and clack of the electrical theory world. And they were a two-man Nikola Tesla fan club. None of us had ever heard of Nikola Tesla, but these guys had, and they strongly recommended that book, but I still never found it, never read it. It just so happened that a water damage, and I'm trying to remember where I picked it up, some water damage version of it that I either found on the street or maybe a free library book, but it sort of sat on the shelf once my life had been made a living hell. And it was only on Nikola's birthday preparation show. Although, I mean, I didn't find out it was Nikola's birthday. His quotes were just coming up, you know. I wrote about him in Waking Up, focused on his, his connection to us having instantaneous communication globally, not the aspect of it which I'm suffering from, which is his focus on the particle beams. And it was only after, very recently, through Margaret Cheney's book, realizing, oh, that's what, there was a we used to call guys who worked from out of town, travelers, and there was this traveler for one of the jobs I was on who kept talking about this, and Nikola Tesla. He was another big Nikola Tesla fan, and it's only now that I realized what he was talking about. You know, he was talking about the free transmission of electrical energy through the air. And, we would listen to him on lunch break, nod our heads, keep stepping. It was only little by little that I learned more about Nikola Tesla. After, it was around that same time when the traveling electrician who was so enamored was talking about him that it just so happened that a monologuist, Mike Daisy, happened to come to the local, I live in Berkeley Rep Theater, and was, I don't know what you call it when he was sort of like giving us his test run of a monologue on Nikola Tesla. And because the price was right, it was something like $5. And it was right there, you know, I was actually working in downtown Berkeley at the time, the job I was on. And so it was easy, you know, it was just all so welcoming. Yes, walk over to the Berkeley Rep. Yes, get your $5 ticket. And I found out more about Nikola Tesla. It was all happenstance, just like Nikola's birthday happening to be on the day when when I was revisiting quotes from Waking Up that I included. and opened up Margaret Cheney's book and discovered it was his birthday. So I think Nicola is in the house. Look out, power. We got the big guns on this now. Nicola's in the house.